wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is a goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
We are looking at following the leadings of the Lord, and this is a part 2B of this series. I want to begin by saying that our ability to hear God is the birthright of every believer. The ability to hear God, or the ability to be led, is the birthright of every believer. Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says that for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So our ability to be led or hearing God is not just the specialty of prophets or pastors or some few people in the church. Praise the Lord. He said, my sheep knoweth my voice. So as long as you are a sheep, you are a child of God, it is your birthright for you to hear his voice. It is your birthright for you to be led. Praise the Lord. And his leadings are very crucial and important in our lives. Because in the first service, I said that his leading saves us from danger. I even remembered this testimony about Deacon Gideon. Sometime Papa shared with us, who traveled to 2.1 Accra. When this was my Papa, who 2.1 Accra, which I said, sir. And so he was in Accra, I think at dawn, getting ready to come back to Takoradi. And in the night, Papa was also praying, had the promptings, and sent him a text that if you are traveling anywhere, wait, don't come till I tell you to come. And it happened that he was in the process of returning to Takoradi. I think you were at the station. So it happened that because of the test, he didn't even go back to the house. He had to go and stay somewhere, not knowing that there was a plot of death over his life. But the voice and the leadings of the Lord saved him from danger. Praise the Lord. So that makes the guidance and the leadings of the Lord very important in the life of the believer. Psalm 23. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So when God is your guide, he does not only fulfill your needs, but he also brings to pass your wants. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. For every man, there are things that are needs in your life, and there are things that are wants in your life. The guidance of the Lord does not fulfill our needs only, but it also brings to pass our wants, our desires. Praise the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The next verse, he said that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. When God leads, there is no form of tension. There is no form of pressure. There is absolute peace and rest in the leadership of God. Praise the Lord. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Verses 3. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. One thing about the leadership of God is that when God leads, it draws you closer into righteousness. So I always tell people that if you are making a decision, or something you call a breakthrough in your life that draws you away from God, then you must check it. Because when God leads, He leads in the path of spirituality, paths of righteousness. God never leads you into a breakthrough and then that breakthrough takes you out of God. That is what makes the leadings of God very important in the life of the believer. When He leads, it gets you closer to Him. Praise the Lord. Then verses 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. It is very powerful for you to experience the shepherding of God. Because when He shepherds you, you will walk through valleys of the shadows of death. Nothing shall touch you. Praise the Lord. When He leads you, no evil. He said, I shall fear no evil. No evil. The Bible said that when He led the Israelites in the wilderness, none of them was feeble. And He declared them, He said, attach not, that touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. When God leads a people, evil doesn't touch them. Hallelujah. That is why this month, what we are learning is very, very crucial. It doesn't end there. It also brings a certain comfort in your life. Thy rod and thy staff, as a shepherd, they bring comfort in my life. May the Lord comfort you in the name of Jesus Christ as you follow His guidance in Jesus' name. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou shalt anoint my head with oil and my cup run over. In the presence of your enemies, God celebrates you. God prepares a table before you by His leading. And He said that when He leads you, your head never lacks oil. In fact, it doesn't matter how anointed you are. When you are out of the will of God, anointing is irrelevant. Praise the Lord. I can give you two examples from the Bible. Peter, that the Bible said God guided and led him to be an apostle in Jerusalem. And he thought at a point that his message was too powerful that those among the Gentiles should also hear what God has entrusted to him. He left his place and moved into the Gentiles. And in the Gentiles, when Paul was talking to him, he said, you have become a hypocrite. His anointing became irrelevant when he left his place that God put him. The Lord. Paul also was an apostle called to the Gentiles. Among the Gentiles, in fact, somewhere the people called him the God. He has come to us in the form, God has come to us in the form of men. But when he left his place in the Gentiles and he also moved to Jerusalem, that is when what started the woes of Paul. So when you leave your place of assignment, where God has guided you to, anointing is irrelevant. When God leads you to a place, your head lacks no oil. Praise the Lord. That is how powerful and important the leadings of the Lord is. So in other words, if God is not my shepherd, I cannot be comforted. Praise the Lord. If God is not my shepherd, I am vulnerable to the shadows of death and the evils on this earth. That is why I need to be guided. Praise the Lord. That is why I need the leadings of the Lord. And I pray that in these seasons and beyond, as a believer, your spirit will be opened up to be able to hear God, in the name of Jesus Christ. How do you position yourself to be led? How do you position yourself to be led? Number one, position with an attitude of inquiry. Position with an attitude of inquiry. Praise the Lord. You know, you are never entitled to answers until you ask questions. Praise the Lord. In fact, most of the revelations we have in the Gospels, we get to know them because Peter asked Jesus a lot of questions. Praise the Lord. And Jesus gave answers. There are certain areas in our lives that we desire the leadings of the Lord. One way we position ourselves for God to guide us is to go to Him and to ask questions. In fact, the asking of questions is a proof of your dependence on God. It's a proof of your helplessness and your total dependency on God. Praise the Lord. In Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16, God was telling the people, "Know ye not, 6:16, that to whom ye yield yourself," Jeremiah 6:16. He said, "Then said the Lord, stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old paths." So there are paths God wants us to tread on. But He says, "Stand before me and ask, where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." They said, "We will not walk therein." Praise the Lord. So you see that God is even interested in us asking Him questions. Praise the Lord. You must be, for you to be able to have the leadings of God. Always our father tells us that before he got married, he went to the mountains, asking God questions, praying, asking God questions. And God answered him through the scriptures. Hallelujah. So we go before God. If we want God to guide us, we must ask Him questions on the altar of prayer. God, what is the mystery behind my struggles? It's a good question. Praise the Lord. And then you position yourself with expectation to hear Him speak to you back. What must I do to move to the next levels in life? It's a very good question. Praise the Lord. The more you ask God questions on issues, the more He also gives you answers. So, you can never be guided if you are not always before God in inquiry. David. The Philistines attacked David in a certain valley. And the Bible said, David went to God and inquired of the Lord, "Shall I pursue them?" And God said, "Pursue them through this route." And the Bible said, David obeyed what God told him, and he had victory over the Philistines. Now, the second time, the Bible said that the Philistines came to David again. In that same valley, the same place. If it was for a lot of people, we want to use the same strategy. Hallelujah. Because the situation is the same. But the Bible said David did not use the same strategy, but he inquired of the Lord. this time God did not tell him to use the same, the first strategy. He showed him a different strategy. Praise the Lord. And then when he used that strategy, now he had victory again. One of the enemies of divine guidance is traditions and experiences of men. This is how it has always been done. This is how we have always, the way we have always done it, and we have seen results. Praise the Lord. The ways of God are not our ways. So we always go before God in inquiry, and God will guide you. I shared with you a testimony the other time from Dr. Luke Oya, said that one church member in his church, in fact, this man had 3 masters, had finished university, a very committed member in the church, has been praying to God for job. The job wasn't coming. And then he came to him in counseling and he told him, I want you to get up at night and pray to God. God, show me the struggles behind my mystery. He said he prayed that prayer one night for an hour and he went to sleep. When he went to sleep, then he had a vision. In the vision, there were a lot of people in a queue who were taking certain packages. They are happy. When it got to his turn, he said immediately somebody who looked like him jumped, who was not in the queue, jumped in front of him and then took his parcel. And then all of a sudden, he woke up. And when he woke up, then the Holy Spirit told him, the reason behind your struggles is that there is a satanic misrepresentation that always works against you at the verge of your breakthrough. So he started praying against it. Started praying against it. He said 2 weeks later, a place that he has put his application for 3 years, for the past 3 years, now they called him and handed him an appointment, big time, by reason of inquiry, asking of questions. Hallelujah. So, one way we position ourselves for the leadings of the Lord is on the platform of asking questions. Number 2 way is by praying in the Holy Ghost, our connection and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Ghost, fellowship with the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2. The more we speak in the language of the Spirit, the more we connect ourselves to mysteries. The more we speak in the language of the Spirit. Papa was doing a teaching on Friday, how to develop your human spirit to hear God. The more we speak in the language of the Spirit, the more we clear our spirit of anything that entangles it, for it to be able to hear God. So the speaking of tongues sharpens our sensitivities. Praise the Lord. Speaking in the language of the Spirit. You are not just praying about any topic, but you are praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost. It sharpens your your spiritual senses for it to be able to pick signals from God. Hallelujah. If you are in a crossroad where you don't know what to do, one of the things that you must give yourself to is the praying in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And then you must also be alert in the spirit. Be alert. Be sensitive. That as you are praying in the Holy Ghost, your spirit must be alert to hear what God is saying. A lot of the time, people miss the leadings of the Lord because we are not spiritually sensitive. We are not alert. We are not awake. Praise the Lord. To hear what God is saying. So one way we position ourselves for us to be able to hear God is by speaking in the language of the Spirit. When you speak in the language of the Spirit, it like irrigates your spirit for you to have information from God. One of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is that the Bible said He will show us, He will teach us. Praise the Lord. So the more you have fellowship with the Holy Ghost, the more He begins to give you insight, information as to the things that you don't know. That is why all the time God is admonishing us not to lean on our own understanding. Because in this life, there are so many things that goes on in your life that you cannot use human wisdom and any other things to explain. The Holy Ghost knows everything. Somebody said, if the issue in your life is a mystery, speak a language which will also connect you to mysteries. Hallelujah. There are so many things that happen in our lives that you can't use reasoning to explain. Tapping in the Holy Ghost, He shows, He guides. In fact, when you look at the ministry of the Holy Ghost, amongst other things, you see that the major thing that He does is to guide the believer. Praise the Lord. Because He will teach, He will show, He will guide. I pray that you will not miss the leadings of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number 3, always commit your steps to the Lord. Always commit your steps to the Lord. Never take a decision based on your expertise. Praise the Lord. You know, I realize that expertise is good, but competence and those things, they give you results. But I realize that guidance is superior. In a place where expertise and competence are, where there is no guidance, there will always be frustration. Hallelujah. Look at what is happening in our world now. Like expertise and all those things are no more working. Praise the Lord. Look at our country. Everything is no more working. Competence is failing. Expertise is failing. What we need is guidance from God. So in everything that you are doing, commit your ways to God. Hallelujah. A lot of the times, like some areas in our lives, we don't need the guidance of God. Like, oh, as for this one, I know this area. But for you to be able to have success in whatever area, don't just look down on the guidance of the Lord. Because He said that the ways of God and our ways, the gap is like heaven and then what? Earth. So in other words, someone who is walking in the guidance and the ways of God, the results that he's achieving, and the one who is walking in his own ways, is like heaven and earth. That is very wide. Hallelujah. So, your children's school, because someone has moved his children from one school to another. The person came back home, and now a pastor's child is saying there is no more God. Because we look at competence. Oh, the school here is nice. Praise the Lord. They have very good teachers. They have this. They have that. Move your school from a mission school to that school. And now the person said, came back to the house, said, Daddy, I think there is no God. Has lost God by reason of misguidance. Hallelujah. I was sharing at a local center that mostly in Ghana here, the reason why so many believers are not really doing well is because even our children, I say a resource, you know, guiding into what we should do. But you had 6 months, so you must do medicine. Praise the Lord. You had 7 months, so you must do this. You couldn't get 6 months, so you don't qualify to do medicine. You must rather do meat science. It's like, that is what guides us. And I was giving an example of one lady who came to our school. She was a science student. First two terms, at that time was 10. Then in our way, the girl said, I don't want to do science. I want to do visual art. You know, when she was doing science, she was doing elective maths. But when she was doing science, she wasn't doing well in the elective maths. She moved to visual arts. And then visual arts, one of the options, you can do elective maths. She maintained the elective maths. You know what happened? When they were finishing school, she was one of the best students in the visual arts. And there is a math test we write, the whole Ghana, Mathematics Association of Ghana, they conduct for the students. Yeko Troye Dewo, Bompe, Western Region. Yeah, they can say, oh, on uncle team no keke. Yeah, call an organizer, says no. Yeah, call for Nisa. In Tibet to me, the Nipen Biakan, when you say, oh, Baba, Betrobi. The treasures, somebody who was in science and was not doing well in the elective maths. When he moved to visual art, she was the best math student in that exam. Yeah, call national, the whole Ghana, she was second. That is the place, the things that I'm talking about. Anchor or the science. The parents teaching on Munya science. I think the father is a pharmacist or said, wanted to come and manage the pharmacy. For the son, our Rick was in a bravo. Now she's doing PhD mathematics at UCC. Praise the Lord. So a lot of things misguide us. We look at like opportunities, pros and cons, but I'm telling you, in the world, life is more than pros and cons and feasibility studies and those things. They are good, but be guided by God. Hallelujah. So in everything that you are doing, commit your ways to God. Commit your ways to God. That time Bishop Abiel was saying that, like, he has not heard God saying anything, but he never decided to send his children to any school apart from mission school, because he knew that in a mission school, the discipline and the Bible they use there are guides for his children. So he said there is no school that he can't pay for. But from scriptures, praise the Lord, mission schools, good mission schools, with Bibles, teaching them. Praise the Lord. So maybe God has not spoken to you. Kingdom Mission School. It's a mission school. Praise the Lord. That is why your words must be here. Because I was just studying the industrialization in England. And I realized that the reason why most of their schools and universities are the best, at the foundation, is Christ. It's the church. Praise the Lord. They say nice or more sin. But because the foundation is still Christ, you see that they are still standing tall. And they man call you there, but still most of their universities, like Oxford, Cambridge, praise the Lord, at the foundation is Christ. Because there is something that moves upon people with this Bible. Hallelujah. We always talk about inspiration. Mission schools. So you don't just take a decision based on, oh, like you look at our school now, maybe we have only 5 students. Is it 5 students? And 4 students. You are looking at pros and cons. But I'm telling you, the kind of training, the kind of guidance that comes out of the Bible for these students, they are things you can't compare to the established schools that you have around. Hallelujah. He was talking about how God guides. If God has not spoken, I mean, the Bible is there. So, in every step that you are taking, our children, our businesses, meaning every job that will take me out of God, I don't want. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter the amount they will give me. Once I will be part of that job, and I can't go for evangelism, I can't serve God, I can't come to church, it is not a job that I desire to be inside. Praise the Lord. So, whatever step that you are taking, bring it before God. What is God saying about this area? Hallelujah. That is how God guides all of us. So, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct you. Praise the Lord. In the first service, I shared some guidelines as to how to hear the voice of the Lord. In this service, just want to talk to you about maybe four of them. Guidelines as to how to hear God. Number one, be committed in doing what is written while seeking what He is yet to say. You want God to guide you. Be committed to this Bible. In fact, the Bible, Peter said, this is the more sure word of prophecy. There are some of us, we are believing God to speak to us in certain areas of our lives. If you have not heard anything, give yourself to this book. This is the sure word of prophecy. Give yourself to what is written. Whilst you are seeking Him for what He will tell you, praise the Lord. In fact, for everything that He will even tell you, you see that you can judge it by this. Praise the Lord. So, for you to be guided, be committed in doing what is written. Whilst you are seeking for what He is yet to say, identify the word He has said in His word. So I want to marry. Praise the Lord. I have not heard anything. What has this book said about getting married, finding a spouse? They are here to guide you. Praise the Lord. As you are giving yourself to this, then you are seeking Him to speak to you, maybe specifics. Praise the Lord. If there are no specifics, there are a lot of specifics in this book. Give yourself to what is written whilst you seek for what is yet to say. Number two, be patient in the process of you learning and knowing the voice of the Lord. Be patient in the process of learning and knowing the voice of God. Impatience has led a lot of people to lead themselves. You think God is slow. You know, God is sovereign. He does what He pleases. You can't force Him. Praise the Lord. He decides when to speak, how to speak. So when God has not spoken on an issue, just be patient. Don't lead yourself. A lot of people have gone ahead of God and they have missed their steps because they don't have the time to hear God. So be patient in the process of learning and knowing the voice of God. Number three, don't expect God to speak to you. Don't expect God to speak in areas or on issues where His will is already known. Don't expect God to speak to you in areas or on issues where His will is already known. Praise the Lord. So like I said in the first service, maybe you are believing God for breakthrough in these seasons. And you want God to guide you what to do for you to be able to. The will of God is known to us already as a commission. Praise the Lord. God said that there is famine coming. And then He has spoken to us His will for you to escape the famine. Give yourself to service. Give yourself to faithful tithing. And then He said, give your first fruit. So in an area like this where the will of God is already known, there is no need for you to be asking God, what should I do? Praise the Lord. The instructions have been clear through His servant. There have been even meetings, that there have been teachings, expansion as to what we must do. So in areas where the will of the Lord is known, don't expect God to speak to you like personally or differently. Hallelujah. Because the will is already known. So there is no need for Him to speak to you again. If what He has said to you have not done it, why does He have to speak something different again to you? Praise the Lord. So a guideline for you to hear God is that there are areas that the will of God is known. And I mean, as I talked about the Bible, for so many of the issues, we can discover the will of God in this book. You don't expect Him to speak again. Praise the Lord. And then the last one, don't trivialize His voice. Don't be too busy to hear Him. Don't be too bossy to do what He tells you. One reason why a lot of people don't receive guidance from God is that we don't value His voice. Don't value His voice. It's like we are too busy to hear Him. Praise the Lord. We even nowadays, it's like people don't really have time to wait on God just to hear God. Hallelujah. Remember those times when we go to church, we do worship, then they will say, everybody should be quiet. What was the essence? Just for us to be still to hear what God is saying. Praise the Lord. Nowadays, even in church, it's like people don't have time. But I saw them preaching gospel pentema ko baby. So it's not what God is speaking that is what He's hearing. I pray here. So it's like no time to hear God. If you don't value God's voice by making time to hear Him, there is no way He will raise His voice on you. Praise the Lord. So, don't be too busy to hear God. You see, we read some scriptures. There are times Jesus will separate Himself and go to a quiet place just to hear God. Just to hear God. Hallelujah. In your daily walk, have times, praise the Lord, you are seeking His counsel. No noise, like I said, crowded with noise and other things. Praise the Lord. When a man separates himself, the intermediate with all kinds of wisdom. Thoughts will be flowing through your spirit. God will be speaking to you. And one way you show you value God's voice is by putting it to practice. Like what He's telling you, you take the step. Praise the Lord. You take the step. That is one way you value the voice of the Lord. One benefit, as I conclude, one benefit in the guidance of the Lord is supernatural conquest. When God guides a man, the man conquers in every area of life. Because when God leads you, he backs you. Supernatural conquest. Psalm 105 verses 13 to 15. When he led them in the wilderness, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Led over them, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Supernatural conquest. Men have dominion, not because they are too strong, because they are backed by God who led them in those situations. So one benefit of divine guidance is that when God guides a man, he empowers the man to conquer. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, for whatever you are facing, whatever you are going through, may the Lord empower you to be a conqueror in the name of Jesus Christ.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquerors Global Ministries, Takoradi, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.